Chapter 1 of The Poisoned Pen. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Elliot Miller. The Poisoned Pen by Arthur B. Reeve. Chapter 1. The Poisoned Pen. Kennedy's suitcase was lying open on the bed, and he was literally throwing things into it from his chiffonier. As I entered after a hurried trip uptown from the Star office in response to an urgent message from him. "Come, Walter," he cried, hastily stuffing in a package of clean laundry without taking off the wrapping paper. "I've got your suitcase out. Pack up whatever you can in 5 minutes. We must take the 6 o'clock train for Danbridge." I did not wait to hear any more. The mere mention of the name of the quaint and quiet little Connecticut town was sufficient, for Danbridge was on everybody's lips at that time. It was the scene of the now-famous Danbridge poisoning case, a brutal case in which the pretty little actress, Vera Lytton, had been the victim. "I've been retained by Senator Adrian Willard," he called from his room, as I was busy packing in mine. "The Willard family believe that the young Dr. Dixon is a victim of a conspiracy, or at least Alma Willard does, which comes to the same thing, and, well, the senator called me up on a long distance and offered me anything I would name in reason to take the case. Are you ready? Come on, then. We've simply got to make that train." As we settled ourselves in the smoking compartment of the Pullman, which for some reason or other we had to ourselves, Kennedy spoke again for the first time since our frantic dash across the city to catch the train. "Now let us see, Walter," he began. "We've both read a good deal about this case in the papers. Let's try to get our knowledge in an orderly shape before we tackle the actual case itself."
"Ever been in Danbridge?" I asked.
"Never," he replied. "What sort of place is it?"
"Mighty interesting," I answered. "A combination of old New England and new, of ancestors and factories, of wealth and poverty, and above all, it is interesting for its colony of New Yorkers. What shall I call it? A literary, artistic, musical combination, I guess."
"Yes," he resumed, "I thought as much. Vera Lytton belonged to the colony. A very talented girl, too. You remember her in The Taming of the New Woman last season? Well, to get back to the facts as we know them at present. Here is a girl with a brilliant future on the stage discovered by her friend, Mrs. Boncour, in convulsions, practically insensible, with a bottle of headache powder and a jar of ammonia on a dressing table. Mrs. Boncour sends the maid for the nearest doctor, who happens to be a Dr. Wa-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?